the new vote. A couple of weeks ago, Melanie and Charlotte and Brooke Stillwell and Bill Durance met to discuss moving the new zone, down, getting it to go before the commissioners and also for council. There's a time frame that has been developed. There are activities that have to be performed. So is Charlotte going to be there?
She was on the phone. She's coming.
Okay. Charlotte can walk us through the timeline. It seems as though they want it really quick, but we got some legal things to address.
Who wants it quick? The council? City
yeah.
council?
City council.
But they already had a version of it. Are they looking for the last part or what?
Yeah, they have now gone back to insert the suggested items. They don't really want to go back before the stakeholders again, but the stakeholders have to be informed of what's going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of delaying the process because it's a process that has to be gone through. So here's Charlotte.
Good afternoon. I do want to give you an update on the zoning ordinance for the city. And as you may have heard, I think there's kind of a lot of rumors going around relating to the ordinance and the city council. I'm hearing would like to have it adopted this year, which means things are going to be moving pretty quickly. And right now, staff, meaning me and Thomas, we're working to get that ordinance updated for the city only, so we've been taking out all of the references to the county. I'm not certain what the county wants to do with the zoning ordinance. It seems like they're not desirous of moving forward with it, and that's fine. Our focus right now is going to be only on the city of Savannah. So we're doing a couple of things. One, we are updating the map viewer that's available to the public on the NewsO website, and the map viewer.
Thank you. It's coming out all of a sudden. The map viewer will allow you to see the current zoning of the property and the proposed zoning. And it was built using old technology and used Flash Player, which is no longer being used. So we, Sage, just spent quite a bit of time working on that and actually have a very good viewer now. It's got some additional bells and whistles that go with that. So we're going to be rolling that out soon. However, we have recognized that our website was also built using old technology, and that software to update the website is no longer available. So we're going to have to transfer all of that information over to an MPC webpage, and we're going to have to create that. Unfortunately, I think our NewsO website is probably about 8 years old. So we're going to be making corrections, taking all of the county information off and updating that as well. In addition to that, we are updating the ordinance to include things that have occurred in the past 3 years. The last time the draft went out was 2014, and then the time before that was 2012. And even from 2014 until now, some things have changed. So we're going to have to make those revisions. We've met with city staff who've gone through and they've decided they wanted to make some changes. Things that we thought were finalized are now being adjusted as well. So we're going back through that entire process of getting that updated, and we're going to roll that draft out to them in March. And hopefully by the end of April, mid-April or so, all of the comments from city staff and PC staff will be finalized, and then we'll bring the draft forward to the public, we think in May, about that time frame, and that could change. These are tentative dates. Anticipate possibly having a planning meeting late May to go over the draft, and we're going to have a very limited time to spend on the draft going through it. So council, as I said, really wants this thing to move forward very quickly. So I would anticipate that we are going to be looking at a recommendation from this board probably sometime in late June, early July, and then it will move forward to council for a vote. So There will be some public comment. It's going to be probably fairly limited. I wouldn't anticipate too many changes with the ordinance, but I also anticipate that the public's going to be wondering what's different from the last draft when it went out in 2014, what exactly has changed. There may be some people, business owners, who were not involved in the earlier draft, and this may all be new for them, so I think we should probably anticipate that as well. But I would think by fall of this year, it'll be moving forward to council for a vote.
Was there more than one planning meeting? And we're going to get the draft when that's the 1st of April, is that right?
We are looking, probably, I hope to, when this goes public, to be able to have a draft for you so that you can begin reading it. And that we'll have that one planning meeting to go over it.
Is it just one, or was it going to be two?
Right now, we've only identified one date. It doesn't mean that we won't have more meeting dates if you feel that's necessary. When the first draft came out, we went chapter by chapter, and planning staff highlighted each chapter, pulled some things out that we thought, you know, you might want to talk about, and also advise board members to pull out anything as well that you wanted more information on or wanted to discuss. And then after that, if you recall, some of you may recall, we went page by page through the ordinance and never made it more than halfway through the ordinance. Yeah. So, and then it just completely stalled.
So are all the commissioners brought up to date to the 2014 item? To the draft that went out, the newer commission, you all have.
I have a copy of it. Read it cover to cover.
That was a fun time reading. So, with those changes that will be incorporated in the draft that we should receive in the March 1st of April, have a planning meeting to address any issues that might be in between all of that. Make more revisions. Fine-tune it, polish it up. We have to vote on it to pass it on
right.
to council. And so we're looking at August, or early fall.
For the adoption, or for this board to make a recommendation?
But we'll make a recommendation, and it goes to council, right?
Right.
And that's...
Why can't we do it by July? She said July 1st.
That's when we're expecting y'all to pass it to forward it to the city.
Okay.
And then the city gets two readings.
Right.
So that would be August before they could adopt it.
Mr. Overton.
Charlie, Melanie, does the county know of this desire of the city to get this thing done on the schedule you just mentioned?
I don't know, Melanie, if you know anything.
I talked to the county manager a few months ago and told them we were proceeding with it as city only. They said they were not interested at this time in pursuing an updated ordinance.
And you gave him a schedule?
I did not give him this schedule. This has come up in the last few weeks.
I wonder if it would be on your staff level, Curtis.
We'll get him. Because we have not actually published this, which is one reason we wanted to do it at this meeting. There was not going to be anybody else in the audience.
I would think at least the county would like to know that they've, by lack of action, have opted out.
Right. No, they said directly to me they opted out. Yeah.
And they
who was it? The county that said that?
The county manager.
And they are aware that the city's moving forward.
Okay, well then there's no action to be taken.
Mr. Smith is on the commission, so he'll get all the correspondence as we all do. And he'll be aware of the meeting.
That's true.
But if it's just, you know, to give him a letter, because I don't know, the thing about it is, it ain't firm. When you give dates and you write them down and act like they're firm and they ain't firm,
The council is pushing for. Council isn't staff, meaning they're not entirely aware of the barriers that can come up. They only want a 30-day notice. They want Charlotte to get the the document to them in the middle of March, and they'll have it back to us in April, and I'm expecting that to be a slowdown right there. So I think, because, and I will say, I want to say this, because Charlotte's been saying this, and I don't think we've been hearing it, that she's been waiting on other people. Since 2014, she's been waiting on other people, and she really has. So the city attorney and Pete Shonka intervened with us to get the outside attorney involved, and he's been giving back the information. There's information we need from the city that you still haven't gotten. So that's an issue.
Yeah, and so, I also need to point out, too, I'm not working on this full-time like I was at one time. There are other tasks and duties that I have, so it's really not possible for me to spend 8 hours a day working on this, and that's what's needed. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think even more than 8 hours a day is necessary to meet this timeline. This is a very quick timeline.
Yeah, when this thing first rolled out, there were two people working in the department.
It was three.
And when you are waiting on whatever you're waiting on, do you let those people who are in the room know that you're waiting on something and ask them to help you?
I'll need to remind again. And frankly, some of it I'm just going to keep moving on and exercise my own judgment about some things too. If something was just something that was desired or nice to have, or if it's absolutely necessary. If it's absolutely necessary, then we need to tackle it now. But if it's something that can wait until after the ordinance is adopted, then I've already made it known that I think some things should wait.
But I think in that process, whenever you're waiting, they should know that you're waiting on something. And if they can help you to expedite it, you need to give them that task.
But there's another problem, though. She does not have the time to work on 8 hours. Would she need help to do it? If so, you have to go and hire somebody to help her and not wait to the last moment and then panic and can't do it. So let's plan ahead and
the
get
problem
her help
with that
first.
And we're trying to think of somebody that we can find that can help her. It takes a particular skill set right now to bring in help. But yeah, it's...
You're working
we
on
would
it.
Do it, yeah.
Is the city aware of this, that we do need to bring in assistance for Charlotte? They're the ones that are putting us on the time frame. Are they supporting us financially to do it?
No.
Well, don't you think we need to...
I didn't say this, but... The outside attorney the city offered to pay for us. And then when we actually got him on board, they called us in and said, we can't afford it. Can you cover half the cost? So we agreed to cover half the cost of the outside attorney. So yeah, the city. So it's up to us, but I mean, we can do it. We just have to find the right person to help us. Otherwise, Charlotte spends more time explaining to them what to do than they're giving you her help.
Any other questions? Did you get through it?
I did.
Okay.
We just wanted to give y'all an update.
So stay tuned. More to come. And for the commissioners, we have a meeting on tomorrow.
Final.
And then 12:30 at the March House.
Tomorrow,
and following that meeting, if y'all will give me 30 minutes or so to kind of bring everybody.
We have a meeting ready tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
What for?
Not y'all. Well, you are, not you.
You said
it's
y'all.
I'm sorry. The search committee.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Marshall House, 12:30.
When are you going to bring us up to date?
I mean, I can tell you where we are now.
Well, that's exactly what we should do. Bring us up to date while we all here.
Okay, well, we have one final interview that we're doing on tomorrow, and then the commissioners will make a decision as to what we're...
Is that the final...
interview that we've got.
Is he the guy that got off the list and back on the list again? Hello?
I don't know. He went out early.
Okay, yes, but he got off the list. Now he wants to get back on the list, and we're going to spend money on that? He shouldn't even been thought of anymore.
Let's face it, it costs money to do it, guys. We've been on this since last year. It is time.
Actually, no, it started March of, yeah, it was last year.
It's last year, come on.
Okay, well, we'll bring it to you, we'll make a decision.
Yes, let's bring this to a head.
I'm ready.
Well, you said somebody got off and now they won't back home?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And candidate again.
And you can go to Google and look at it. It's, well, forget it.
That's not the candidate.
That's not the one?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Because he would not qualify.
No, that's not the candidate. What you been here?
Oh.
This isn't
you would be surprised, Jim.
This isn't the place
this isn't
for
the place for all this. This is how stuff gets out, and we end up having a problem. We have in this community. Everybody's just talking about stuff they don't know about.
We finished with this meeting. Yeah. We can adjourn.
I only asked a question, sir.
Well, I'm saying that you can ask the question, but this is going beyond the question. You asked one question, and now you're interjecting, I think. So I can say something about that.
That's my right to do that if I don't know.
And I didn't say you didn't have a right.
Thank you.
This meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Good work.